Welcome to the Global Eco Talk Show today. This show is held in Kobe, Japan. Our topic for this month was about providing shelter and skill acquisition to widows in Nigeria. And our Swastika team were planning to invite Mrs. Grace Ekpenun, who is the founder and the CEO of Widows Might. However, the connection didn't work. So today, our guest is Mr. Khaled Essang, the communication and media expert, the analyst of advertisements. So today, our guest is Mr. Khaled Essang, communication and media expert, analyst of advertisements. With him, we are going to talk about this radio program, the Global Eco Talk Show, how and where it can reach in Africa. 本日はグローバルエコトークショーをお聞きくださりありがとうございます。このラジオショーは日本神戸より放送されています。本日のテーマはナイジェリアにおける、カフとなった女性たちのシェルターおよび職業訓練で、スバシア現地チームがアクアイボンジュ前副知事夫人のグレース・エクペニオンさんと知り合うことができ、その方をお招きする予定だったのですが、はい、通信もろもろの不具合により、本日のゲストは、カレブ・エサンさん、コミュニケーションとメディアのエキスパートで広告などの、アナリストとして活躍されている方です。そのカレブさんと本日は、このラジオプログラムグローバルエコトークショーが、どのようにそして、どこまでアフリカにおいて広がっていけるのかということについて、お話ししたいと思います。Today is December, the fourth Saturday. Yukihito Hirayama will lead this show. 12月第4土曜日、私、平山麦人が司会を務めさせていただきます。それより、カレブ・エサンさんに、インタビューする、予定ですが、はい、先ほど少し紹介しました通りカレブさんは、コミュニケーションおよびメディアエキスパート、広告等のアナリストとして活躍されています、それではまずはナイジェリア現地にいる長島さんに電話をつなぎたいと、思います。 We are going to interview、Mr. Caleb Essan, the communication and media expert, analyst of advertisements, and I will callMrs. Hideko Nagashima in the Nigeria chapter now, and she is going to introduce Mr. Caleb to us.
Hi, もしもし。
あ、どうもご無沙汰してます。
はい、おはようございます。
はい、おはようございます。
こちらは今6時半をちょっと切ったところで、朝早い時間です。ですけども、
はい。
まあカレブさんも私も大変エキサイトしてお待ちしておりました。
あ、
どうぞ。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
ですね、カレブさんとお会いしたのは実はソーシャルメディアだったんですけど、リンクトゥインというソーシャルメディアで、
はい、
まあ、彼はコミュニケーションオフィサーとして、ラジオで活躍しておられたので、それで私の履歴を見て、それでコネクトしたら一回して来られたんですね、彼の方から。
はい。
で、まあ彼の経歴を拝見いたしますと、いろいろ数々の実績がありましてですね、例えば JIJI.com で、広告係をされて、
はい。
だとか、それから PR エージェンシーで、仕事されて、で、コミュニケーションマネージャーとして BBC で、ノミネートされたプログラムなんですけども、はい、ランチアワーショーという、 番組で、はい、あのこれがロックハウスメディア LTD という会社でレゴスにあるんですけども、
はい、
ファンがですね8000人以上おられて、それからあのブログキャンペーンで、10万以上 の、 あの視聴率が2ヶ月以内にできたという、そういうふうに、まあ、書かれてあったんですね、
はい、
で、まあ、あのそれでレゴスから、まあ、わざわざあの会いに来られたんですけれども、大変若い感じなのでちょっとびっくりしたんですがね、これだけの実績を持たれて、であの、大変、まあ、話し方もすごい、なんていうかあの魅力的というか、まあ、そういった感じ でいろいろ話を聞いてみますと、まあ、私たちの団体 の、 あの後押しをしてくださる、まあ、そういうふうな話があの進行しておりますので、まあ、皆様に ご紹介したいなと思っておりました。で、Caleb, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was just reading your accomplishment, and the more specific you can explain the better, so that it's convincing to the Japanese audience. Do you have any other things to say? I just explained to them about 8,000 followers and 100,000 viewers within 2 months, and you are nominated, your program was nominated by BBC, so you can add some more to give us idea what you have been doing.
Okay. All right. So basically, I started broadcasting at a very relatively early age. Like, I started broadcasting when I was 17. And well, back then, I wasn't even really in school yet. So I started broadcasting before I started school. So it's been a part of me from time. And my program, like Eduko mentioned earlier, has been nominated for BBC Awards, and of course I've also been nominated, and I have won several local awards in the States, and it was the most popular program when I was there. So back to this point, if you go back to Calabar or Akwa Ibom and ask them about the program, they know. I mean, 3 out of 5 will know, and the other 2 that will find it hard to recognize, that's because they're very new in town and they've not listened to radio yet. But just give them time, they'll get to know. That's how popular the program was. And what really helped me, what gave me an edge over other programs was, one, my manner of communication, the way I send messages across to people. Like, others may say the same thing, but say it in a different way that does not really incite the audience. But when I say it, it goes a long way in inciting them because of the way I say it, and of course, the content of what I'm saying, and you know, my purpose of saying it to them. So that's how good my program was. And like she also said earlier, this made me win numerous awards. And of course, my audience grew. I usually had comments, like, I live in Nigeria, but then I used to broadcast from Nigeria, but then I had responses even from Cameroon. Like, sometimes you have international numbers calling in. Why? Because they had an opportunity to tap in to the radio show. You know, the frequency sometimes extends to Cameroon, so they'll just call in and like, man, we're great, we're fans from Cameroon and we love your show and I want you to keep doing what you're doing, you know. And that's how far my presentation went. And I started a blog, you know, just to share information in case I'm not on air, you know, just to tell them what I'm thinking. And it was so, so good. I was surprised. The turnout was so surprising because just the first 2 to 3 months, I had over 100,000 views. Like, when I told someone I had over 100,000 views on my blog on the first 2 to 3 months, they were surprised and said, no, this is not possible. And I even started doubting. Maybe I didn't see 100,000. Maybe I saw 1,000. So I went back to look at it and I saw 100,000. I was overwhelmed myself.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so impressive, yeah. Caleb. You said you started when you're 17 years old. And may I ask how old you are now?
Okay, I turned 24 September.
Wow. So you're still young. then you started very... as the high school student. And so where did you start? I mean, just a moment, let me talk to my associate in Tokyo, I mean, Kobe. 17歳でね、もうこのラジオショーを始められたということですので、で、ブログを始めて、10万人の、視聴率があったという、まあ、それは大変、まあ、高いレコードですので、で、どのように始めたのか、それで、そういった、まあ、方法を伺うことで、私たちも何らかの形で、まあ、その戦略を、利用させていただくということもできると思いますので。Yes, so how does the, you know, what kind of viewers are following you on the games that you have created?
Okay.
Are they teenagers?
Surprisingly, it cuts across all age group. Let me tell you why. Initially, when I started presenting, when I started presentation, since I was very young, so I thought my viewers would be very young people too. That was my initial aim. That was my target. Young people. Okay. I need young people to call in and play because they're the majority in the society. So I wanted them to be my viewers. I knew if I get the young people, then I can get their parents. Because young people end up talking to their parents. Like, Dad, Mom, have you listened to this program? I like it. Or they may ask, why are you always listening to this program? What's special about it? And the parents will be moved to listen one way or the other. But then I noticed that we now had a new staff. We employed one person to join the organization. And when she came, she was sitting down to watch, to listen to my program. And then I noticed that someone called her. And then she said, Caleb, someone wants to talk to you. I said, who? She said, my dad. She's someone older than me. Someone older than me. Okay. And then she said, my dad wants to talk to you. Okay. I was surprised. Why does a dad want to talk to me? He wants to cancel me, right? Maybe my presentation style is too youthful. And then she said, no, my dad is a big fan. Like, he listens to you every day.
Oh, I my said, God. Really?
Your dad listens to me? She said, yes. I said, how come he's never called in? He said, no, he just likes listening to you. And, you know, the way you do your presentation. And I spoke with her dad. So ever since then, I thought to myself, if I have listeners like this, and then in my meeting, in my congregation, in my church, I used to have older people, like after church, they'll come at me, dude, I listen to your program. I really enjoy your program. I told my friend, I know that guy on radio, and they doubted. I told them, don't worry. I'm going to do this so you know I know him. You know, I noticed that the older audience to subscribe to it. So I started putting in contents that would include the older audience. But then mostly target the majority.
Okay, just a moment. このラジオプログラムですけれどもね、もう本当にピンからキリまでいろんな年齢の方々が聞いておられるということで、もともとご自分はですね、若い人たち向けに作っていると思ってたらしいんですけれども、後々、その若い人たちのお父さんやお母さんも聞いてる。それで電話をしてきたりして、それでお父さんが聞いてるとかお母さんが聞いてるとか、そういうような話になってきて、でご自分の教会に行っても、まあ、年配の方がですね、あなたのプログラムは素晴らしいということで、そういったお褒めの言葉をいただいたりなんかされていたそうです。
そうですね、そうやって作られて、それが年配の方まで及んでるということなんですけれども、ちょっとお聞きしたいことがあるんですが、そうやって、まあ、メディアっていうものっていうのが何て言うんですかね、まあ、世代を超えて人々に働きかけたということなんですけど、その、理由っていうのは何か掴んでおられますか？
いい質問ですね。早速伺ってみましょう。 OK, Caleb?
Yes.
So what's the content of the radio show program? What is so appealing to the young people throughout any age groups? And what do you think is making them listen to you?
Okay. For them, number one, I would like to say, you know, most people believe that, although sometimes the musical selection, that's for my presentation, musical selection is also helpful in general radio presentation. But then I always tell my people, it's not everything, that what these young people want to hear is, one, what you say, how you say it, and how you sound when you're saying it. So I think what makes them want to listen to me is my voice, what I say, and how I say it. Those three things.
Okay. Okay.
Voice, now, what I say, and how I say it.
Okay, I think that the characteristics of the voice, how it sound, play a big role when it comes, yes, to the radio show. Yes. You know, whether the content may not be as much interesting, but your voice, exactly, may be appealing to the ear, exactly, of the people.
Oh, really?
So they might be able to continue to listen on. You know, that can be the possibilities. Yeah. So, yes. So your audience is throughout Nigeria, or is that only the community? How far did you reach?
Okay, well, when I was there, it was it was where my frequency reaches. You understand? Because back then we didn't have this online radio.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. So it was where my frequency reaches, and it used to cut across three states, mostly two states, but then it used to slip into the other state. And then it used to cut across, it used to cut into Cameroon because it's close. You understand? Yeah. And then how I'm going to extend to other places this, maybe during holidays when people travel into town. Maybe we have people traveling in from Lagos, from Abuja and other places. They'll just listen and call in, hey, I just from Lagos, came from Abuja, and you're good, and I'm going to take the news over. See. And then they'll just travel back to their places and then call in, hey, I'm calling in from here, though we can't hear you, but then I want someone to be part of your show. They'll hand it over to your friend, and your friend maybe from Lagos will now like my page, you know, and subscribe to it and stuff like that. So word of mouth, when it goes outside this region, it's word of mouth. But when it's in this region, then it's evidence.
Okay, you have worked on a specific radio show, or you have worked in very many different radio shows?
Do you mean show or station? If it's show, many,
yeah,
shows.
Stations, right?
Okay, stations. Yeah, stations. I'll say I've worked in two stations, but I've featured in over three stations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started from Calabar, isn't,
yes,
that right?
That's
okay.
That's
and then you moved to Lagos.
Yeah, I moved to Lagos.
And then now you are in Abuja.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. まあ、どういうところに視聴者が聞いてくれるのかというと、やはりですね、声の調子とか、それから、
はい。はい、
まあ、どういうふうに言ってるのか、まあ、中身よりもですね、まあ、ゲームといってもそんな大したものないではないのかもしれないですけども、なんかもう面白そうに言うっていうこともできるんですよね。
ああ、なるほど。
カレー、oh, yeah, they have a great question for you. First of all, you started、okay. from the games. Then how could you be, how does it connect to the Swazia's activities, like supporting women and children?Who is under the very underprivileged position. And
okay.
You came all the way from Lagos to meet with,
yes,
us. And that's,
yes,
another thing. That's a very big, giant step that,
yes,
we cannot find a connection between the games to the, supporting women and children, humanity,
yes,
work. So how, yes, do you relate to those?
Okay. So I said basically my life from when I started broadcasting, or my life from when I started living, has been about evolution, like evolving from one stage, from one point to the other. I noticed as I grow, my values changed. Like I started drawing. It used to be drawing, painting pictures. And then from painting pictures, I started, when I was 17, painting mental pictures. How? When you talk on radio, they only hear what you have to say and how you say, they can't see you. So all you can do is paint mental pictures. So from painting physical pictures, I started painting mental pictures on radio. Now how? Through my game show, I evolved from presenting game shows to developing content that will affect the society as a whole. Now, what kind of content? Malaria, a tropical disease. I started talking on malaria and how to roll it back. Thanks to the government, I now had some doctors come over on my program and discuss on how to roll back malaria. Now, that was, I think it was sponsored somehow by the United Nations because they were giving out free mosquito nets to people, pregnant women and people in the community. Now, I also developed content that affects women in society directly and also the young people, how to stop violent cultism and how to try to see women as humans too in the society. Now, that's an evolution. From there, I evolved into reading major news bulletin. That's formal. So now I can swap from informal presentation to formal presentation. And then I started reading news on TV, from radio to TV. So it's been about the movement. And then I thought I should spread out to other territories. That's when I moved to Lagos. And I worked with one of the most famous radio stations in Nigeria when I was in Lagos, doing what? Developing content for their stations nationwide. Cool FM was Obia Naija Info, you know? And then apart from developing content, then they wanted to push me back to radio. Now I said, it's been about evolution, evolving for me. Like I want to experience these things. And I started voicing jingles for them, for their stations. And after staying there for 1 year, I now thought, maybe I should take this whole thing to the next level. I should take communications to the next level. And then deep inside, I just feel like people need to hear what should affect them. I feel like I should help people. Now, how are you going to help people? You have to get in touch with people that have a like-minded goal, helping people. And fortunately, I think it's just God working these things out for me. Fortunately, I don't know how it happened, but I came in contact with the Swazia group. Now, okay. We have the same goal, the same aim. When I saw them, the enthusiasm in me rose. And they have a combination of what I am made of. What is it? Radio, communications, and NGO support women and children in Africa. So I just think it's a me in a bigger form. So that's the connection. That's the connection. Content-wise, we're on the same mission. Helping people, mm-hmm. We're on the same mission. And it's just me personalized out in an organization.
Okay. All right.
If there is a word to, you know.
So this name. Yes, so you are moving into the another stage constantly, and exactly. As you grow, right? And then you want to, maybe you are aiming to become a complete human being, you know, from the years to you know, the venturing into another field, and then you want to grow into the more complete human being. So, wakainarini desu ne, Kareb-san wa 冒険心が強いとお見受けするんですが、野心もおありで、で、人間性の発展ということに大変興味を持っておられるようですね。今 おっしゃっておられたのが、まあ、一つのステージから次のステージというふうな、まあ、移行というのがあって、それで、初めはラジオで、そこから出発したわけなんですけれども、そして一つのことをまあ完了したら次の段階に行きたいなというそういうふうな希望が出てくるわけですね。で、 ラジオも発展し、それで人も聞いてくれるようになって、でコミュニケーションがの能力も、まあ、上達して、で今のところは今度は支援の方に目を向けてこられた。でこの国では、まあ、ナイジェリアでは被害に遭っている女性が多いものですからね、暴力とかそれから貧困ですね。でそういった方々を援助することに興味があるように興味を持ってこられた。でマラリアとか女性支援とか、まあ、そういったことが強い大変な課題になっておりますけれども、彼もそちらの方に目を向けて、それでなんとかここで貢献できないかと、そういうふうに考えておられたというふうにおっしゃっておられます。まあ、特別なプログラムが時々ありますけれども、貧困対象対策みたいな、そういったラジオショーもありますけれど、そんなに多くないです。It's going to be the closing time, Caleb. And yes. Thank you very much for your discussion with us. And it's been very interesting to talk with you. We are going to work on the how to expand our radio show program throughout Africa, yeah. as we discussed before. So, yes. yeah. 今までもちょっとお話ししてきたんですけれども、これからどのようにしてアフリカで、ラジオショーを広げていくかということをまた話し合いたいと思っておりますので、その点についてはまた皆様に お伝えいたしたいと思います。
あ、はい、お願いします。
そういったところで今日は、まあ、自己紹介みたいなところで終わってしまいましたけれども、
はい、
またこれから発展してきましたら、その点共有させていただきたいと思います。
はい、そうです。So, thank you very much, Mr. Caleb.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we had a very nice time. So it is, as Ms. Hideko said, it is almost the time to end the show.And thank you for joining us today. And we hope that your activities will prosper more and more, as to give an impact to change life of people in Nigerian African continent. Yeah, by the power of media and your excellent character.
Thank you.
Yeah.そういうわけで、はい、まあ、カレブさん、今日は、まあ、素晴らしいお話をありがとうございましたと、残念ながら終了時間となってしまいました。今日は、ラジオショーに参加してくださって本当にありがとうございました。カレブさんが、まあ、ナイジェリアで、ちょっと、まあ、お話に出たようにスワシアと、コラボレーションをして、アフリカでこういった、まあ、いろいろな問題を提言していく、ために、まあ、メディアを、使っていろんな影響を与えたいということですので、もう本当にその活動というのが実を結ぶ、ことができるようにと、切に願っています。 The next time will be on 4th Saturday, January 2017, and we will interview Anietie Ukpe,manages Sexual Assault Referral Center in Naked, Nigeria. 次回は年を越しまして2017年1月第4土曜日の放送になります。次回はニエティエ・ウクペさんが出演予定です。ナイジェリア・エケト州で強姦や性的虐待を、受けた女性を支援する団体を運営されています。それでは次回にまたお会いしましょう。See you next time. Stay tuned.